Well, hi there. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Did you know that each one of us is different? That's right. Different in the color of our hair, different in the things we like to eat and drink, different in the gifts that God has given us. But you know what? Each one of us is special and important to God. That's what our story is all about, and in a moment we'll have that story right after we have some good go-along-with-the-story music. Listen.
There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge him yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be.
You ever wish that maybe you were somebody else? Here's a cute song all about that. It's called Glad to Be Me.
One day I went to school and met, to my surprise, a pretty little girl with great big dark brown eyes. And when I looked to her, I wished that I could be that little brown-eyed girl instead of blue-eyed me. But then I thought, I never saw a mouse meowing like a cat. I never met a snake who wanted to be fat. I never saw a fish wish he could be a frog. You never heard a turtle barking like a dog. And I'm so glad to be just who God made me. I envy nobody, 'cause God made me special as can be.
After that excellent go along with the story music, we're ready for our story, Different Gifts.
What did you get, Mark?
Just a minute, Matt. Give me time to get it open. Oh, great. It's a chess set. A neat one, too. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Mr. Boland told me last week I should join the school's chess club.
Now it's your turn, Matt. Open your present.
I wonder what it is. It sure is heavy.
I'm so glad the Lord blessed us with twins. It may be twice as expensive, but it's also twice as much fun.
Hurry up, Matt. What is it?
Oh, look. A toolbox and a set of carpenter tools. Great. Just what I've been wanting.
With all the hints you've dropped, I don't know how we ever guessed.
How would you like a job, Mr. Carpenter?
Me? I'd love it. Have you got a job for me, Gramps?
Well, there's some boards on the porch of my house that need to be replaced. Think you could give me a hand with that?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Now, before we cut the cake, we'd better sing happy birthday to our twins. The best gift God ever gave me.
Oh, now, just a minute. What about your husband? God gave me to you, too.
No, pardon me, sir. The twins are one of the best gifts God ever gave me.
I'll agree to that. All right, let's sing.
Anyone home? I've got some great news.
I'm out on the porch, Mark.
Guess what, Dad?
Hmm?
I was elected class president.
Well, well, congratulations, Mr. President.
We're having a class meeting tomorrow, so I better go study up on, what's the name of that book of rules for conducting business?
Oh, that's Robert's Rules of Order.
That's it. I think I'll run down to the library.
That's a little heavy for a seventh grade class meeting, isn't it?
Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, it never hurts to be prepared.
Oh, hey, where's Matt? I need him to help me refinish this old desk.
He had to stop at his shop class and pick up something.
Mm.
He should be here any minute. I'm off to the library. See you later. Oh, here's Matt now.
Hi, Dad. Look what I've got.
Let me see. Let me see. Hey, bookends. Very nice, Matt. Say, you did a fantastic job on these.
They're for Mom's birthday.
Mmm, she'll love them. Say, do you have a little time to help me refinish this old desk here?
Sure, I'd like to.
Here's some sandpaper. This is the tedious part, stripping off all the old finish. I always like all the help I can get for this job. Mark tells me he was elected class president today.
Yeah.
That's quite an honor, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't sound very excited about it.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, hey, here comes your mother. If you don't want her to see those bookends until her birthday, you'd better hide them.
Happy birthday, dear Mom. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, 3 birthdays in 1 month. That's almost enough to bankrupt me.
Thanks, everyone, for the gifts. Every gift is perfect, and each one gives me part of the giver. I know you spent many hours making these lovely bookends, Matt. And Mark, you must have saved your allowance for several weeks to pay for this magazine subscription.
It's a neat magazine, Mom. I read it at the school library.
Now, Don, I have a pretty good idea what you're telling me by giving me a new waffle iron.
Remember, blueberry waffles, those are my favorites.
How could I forget? And, Grandpa, the flowers are beautiful. How like you to give me flowers.
We'll just take time to smell them, Margie. Take time to smell them.
I certainly will. Now, who's going to serve the cake?
We're in the living room, Mark.
We got our report cards today. Look.
Mmm. Straight A's. Fantastic,
wow.
Mark.
Oh, that's great.
Is it all right if I go over to Brad's? We're working on a project for the science fair.
That's fine. Just be sure you're home in time for supper.
Where's Matt? I've got a message for him.
He came in with me. He must have gone to his room. I'll be back for supper.
No doubt. Never want to miss a meal. Matt? Son, may I come in?
I suppose so.
Are you sick, Matt?
No, sir.
Well, how was your day?
So-so. I suppose you want to see my report card.
Well, I'd like to, but that's not really what I came
here
in
for. Here it is. 3 B's and 2 C's. Oh, yeah, and 1 A in shop.
Hey, not bad, not bad.
And not good, either. Mark got straight A's, and I didn't even make the honor roll.
Hey, making the honor roll, that's very nice, but it isn't the most important thing in life. Matt, your mother and I are proud of Mark.
I know. He's the class president.
Let me finish, please. As I said, we're proud of Mark, but we're just as proud of you. Even though you're twins, you are very different. Mark is smart. He loves to read and study. You
are stupid.
Matt, don't ever, ever let me hear you say that again. And please stop interrupting me.
Yes, sir.
You are smart, too, but in a different way. Who helped me refinish the desk?
I did.
Who fixed Mark's bike when it was broken?
I did, but there really wasn't much wrong with it.
You have abilities that Mark doesn't have. Remember the parable of the talents Jesus told in Matthew 25? We read it last week in devotions.
I remember. One servant got 5 talents. Mm-hmm. One got 2. And the other one got 1. God must have given Mark 5 and me 1.
For your birthday, we gave Mark a chess set. We gave you a set of tools. Did it make you mad because we gave you different gifts?
Of course not. What would I do with a chess set?
And God gives each Christian different talents, too. James 1:17 tells us every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Remember what your mother said about the gifts we gave her?
I think so. She said something like, each gift gave her a part of the giver.
Right. And each gift God gives us is, well, it's sort of part of himself. He's sharing his talents with us. Your ability to make and repair things is very much a part of God. Remember, he's the creator. Don't belittle your gifts, Matt, just because they're not like your brother's. Thank God for whatever gifts he has given you and share them with others. Hey, that reminds me, I have a message for you.
A message? What is it?
Gramps wanted me to remind you that he needs your help replacing the old boards on his porch. He wondered if you'd have time to work on it right now for a while.
Sure I do. Tell Mom I'll be back for supper.
I'm sure you will, son. That's one way you boys are exactly alike. The words of that song are so true. You have a talent. Use it for the Lord. If you do not use it, you will surely lose it. You have a talent. Use it for the Lord. I can just hear some of you saying, Uncle Charlie, I don't have any talents. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. Well, let's remember that helping others is a useful talent. Cheerfully doing the chores around the house can indeed be a talent you can use for the Lord. Smiling a big smile in this sad old world, that's a talent you can use for the Lord. Keeping your room neat and clean, that's a talent you can develop and put to good use. I'm sure you can think of many other things just like that. Hey, don't forget, we'd love to know if you enjoy these Storytime programs. Our mailing address is Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And remember, we're here because God loves kids.